When was the last time you did not know the answer to a question and you researched it? I'm not referring to researching the answer on your phone, computer, laptop, or tablet. No, I'm talking about looking through a book or an article to discover the answer to the question. I ask these questions because I believe society is becoming too dependent on computers and technology to the point where they would struggle without it, myself included. The answer anyone would give me would most likely be along the lines of, I couldn't tell you, or I can't remember. How about the last time you wanted to come in contact with someone and you just drove over to their house and talked face to face? I would probably get the same answers. Today with me, I have a special guest, a Narwhal High School freshman, Casey Burnett. Hello, Casey. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Ready to do this podcast.
To let our listeners get to know you a little bit, tell us about yourself.
Well, you already know my name's Casey. I'm 14 years old, and I live near Palmerston, obviously, because that's where I go to school. And me and Jessica, I've been friends for a long time, and we used to go to school together.
So today we are going to be talking about human enhancement and dependence on modern electronics, gadgets, and technology.
Yay, technology!
Do you think humans have grown too dependent to their technologies?
Yes, Jessica, I think we have, because electronics are being exposed everywhere to everyone, even at a young age.
Do you think it's okay for kids to be exposed to technology at such a young age?
Well, I think it depends on what you're using the technology for.
For studies?
Yeah, because technology is good to help you with research.
Well, thank you, Casey, for joining us. But all you listeners out there, don't leave yet. There's still more to come. Now let's talk about you and your personal dependencies on technology. I want you to keep track today. I want that to make it your goal. By the end of the day, I want you to think of how many times you've picked up your phone, how many times you've looked at a screen, how many times you've typed on a computer. Now, as students, this puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage. Being exposed to it in public and private schools around the world, using our keyboards, our very own personal Chromebooks the school provides us with. Do you think this is okay? Do you think we should be dependent on our technology? Think about this right now. The device you're using to listen to this recording isn't a necessity for our daily lives. We could have just as simply used something such as a notebook. We could have written a speech. We could have had a conversation about our modern civilization crisis. If for a day, just a day, all the technology in the entire world shut off, we would be so greatly impacted that I'm not sure we would know what to do. Because by technology, it's not just your phone or your iPad or the Wi-Fi. It's the washing machine, the dishwasher, all of these things that we use in our daily lives, the fridge, all right? Everything. If that all went away, we'd be so greatly impacted. We wouldn't know our next move. We wouldn't know what to do. Because we are so deeply dependent on it. And now that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if for that one day that the technology turned off, we were back in the Middle Ages, we were living off the land, it would be humanly possible because we've done it before, but we would greatly struggle. Would you? I know I sure would. Now, such as everything else, technology has its pros and it has its cons. A major pro would be its effectiveness and its efficiency. Let's give an example of, let's say, the washing machine. We know for a fact that in Middle Ages, they washed their clothes. Of course they did. They might have had a bucket, hand washed them, but it would be so much more time consuming than the click of a button. What I'm saying is, all of the technology is right at our fingertips. We do basically nothing. If you want to get in contact with someone all the way across the world, it's at the touch of a button or click of your screen. It's right there. It makes the ability to connect with someone so much easier. But at the same time, it makes it so much easier to disconnect with somebody. I'm talking about physical human connection, human interaction, human touch. I can say simply, I can easily say, bet money on it, that you've talked to people less now that you're introduced to technology, that you're exposed to it. You can call a friend. You probably call friends a lot more than you talk to friends. You probably text them more than you talk. You probably FaceTime them. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That is good for keeping in touch with people farther away, but the people in the same house as you. Have you ever had your mom sitting downstairs and you're upstairs and you just text her because you don't want to go down there? It's the lack of human interaction that we are feeding into ourselves from technology. Now, leaving here today, I don't want you to hate the amount of time that you spend on your phone. No, I want you to make just a minor detail change. Let's say setting it down for an hour. And for that hour, take a walk, talk to someone, read a book. I don't care, as long as you're off your phone. Now, to sum this all up, technology is an amazing tool that we are going to use for the rest of our lives. But it's also really good to get off it for just a little bit every day. Trust me, you'll thank me. You were just listening to an original Jessica Martin podcast. We'll keep you posted.
So, like, me and my friend Jessica over here, say hi.
Hi.
We are totally gonna make this podcast for, like, the cool, hip, chick, lit, freaking shot dancers in the house.
So cringy.
What's my phone at right now? 7%.
Okay, mine needs to go on.
Okay, I need to keep making... Okay, sorry, guys. I gotta plug her phone in because we're making this podcast about, the Dalton twins and how they're camping with no technology.
Well, this is like a reaction.
All right.
They're making beans right now.
And hot dogs.
And hot dogs.
Frank's by the foot. You're going to end the night well. You stop talking about them, because every time you do, it just sounds creepy. All right. We're going to roast these up and then suck them down. And,
we're going to pause it now. And then